The Leech Women and its companion films are extraordinary texts, no less for their explicit address of the horrors of female aging in a patriarchal society than for an awe-inspiring obviousness that threatens to strike the film scholar dumb. Indeed, insofar as The Leech Woman lets its real cultural fears all hang out, it thwarts the scholarly elaboration of processes of displacement and condensation, of metaphor and metonymy. The hermeneutic challenge of the film and its earlier companions comes not then from their breathtaking literalness, their astonishing demonic prosody, but rather from the complex allegories of reading they suggest. That is, the figuration of such excessive and excess women prompts us, as Jim Clifford writes of ethnographic allegory, to say of these films, not this represents or symbolizes that, but rather this is a morally charged story.